Hallelujah. Give him some glory. Give him some glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is good and he's great and greatly to be praised. Ready? Yes. Hallelujah. Just trying to wait on our pastor. We can praise the Lord. Let her gather herself. We can praise him. We need to praise him anyhow. We need to praise. Sound like he got on us already this morning. Hallelujah. We need to be in prayer, one accord. Together. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Brother Al. I'm so grateful to be here today. I'm so grateful today. I am. And you get my age, you look back over your life. Maybe you've looked back over yours. And I just see where the Lord has brought me from. I just, you know, the things I've been in, things I went through, and da-da-da-da. I'm one of those who God allowed to go to see every church. I've been to Catholic churches, I've been to Presbyterian churches, I've been to Lutheran churches, I've been to sanctified churches, and I know why he did it. Because you're going to have to learn how to praise God wherever you are, whatever church you're in. I think the Lord taught me that. I thank the Lord for that, you know. Praise the Lord. You need to think, you know, the Lord told us this church is going to be multicultured. Yes. Now, if an Indian come in here and start praising, what you going to do? Somebody from over in Japan coming to praise God, what you gonna do? You got to praise God with whoever praising God. You know, you can't be sorting out, you know, I want us to be like that. Now we got to be taught that early. You got to do it. So I'm just really thankful to be here today. I really truly am. I just love the Lord and I've watched God. I've seen God. Seen him all my life, but I've seen God. I've seen God. I've seen my husband went from nothing to just being himself again. You know, I've seen God. I just looked and saw. We've been together 65 years. Older than most of y'all age. And I have seen God. I've seen God work in his life. And I said, Lord, look at that. The saints sitting there waiting for miracles and you boom, 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 boom. You go one day and then the next day, that's over. Then go the next day, people call and amen. I just, you know, God, so you can't tell God what to do, who to love, what to do. You didn't make us. You didn't make nobody. You didn't slave 1,000 years over there to making this man. You didn't do that. It's God loves man. I'm going to tell you today, before I pray, God loves you. Good Lord. And I don't think we even know what that love, I don't think we even know that name. And what that means. You know, love, L-O-V. I ain't talking about L-U-S-T, I'm talking about L-O-V-E. See, some of us so L-U-S-T, we, you know, no, come on. God loves us. And I just want to thank him today. Praise the Lord. Father, I really do appreciate you today. I pray that you would give us a word today. I've been just in this and you just can't take it off my mind. I've just been in here in this. Lord, help us today. Hallelujah. Bless us in the word today, God. I ask it in Jesus' name, Father. Praise the Lord. I pray for all of those who love. I thought about you, Derek, when I said that. I do appreciate you. I want y'all to know that I appreciate you. I appreciate Al. And see, let me tell you something. Always do what God tell you to do because you never know what you're doing it for and at the time you're doing it, you know. So this morning, now Brother Al didn't even see this, see. This morning he had got me some cards, I guess. He had told me something, I'm going to get you something when you're going to zoop them up, you know, where. And so he come and gave for the papers. Now, that didn't mean nothing to them. See, God talked to you in many ways. If you open your mouth and open your eyes, God will talk to you in a way you don't even know about. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you. And he told us, now you get these cards. We got what kind of machine? A laminator. Say, I got these down for that. Put these cards down for pastor so she can go to the hospital and don't have to pay nothing. To go in, you know, praise the Lord. You know, and he don't know what that meant. He'd have no idea. You know, I told him, I said, he was telling me he had one. I said, well, when we get time, do me one. He went and did it. A lot of times, you just don't know. And for us, me and Tawana, praise the Lord, I know Tawana's leg was hurting her. And I want to go to see Dad. That's my husband. I call him Dad. Child, after this long, you call him Daddy after that long. I went to see Dad, and I said, Lord, I sure want to go to the hospital. It was Wednesday. I'll never forget the day, child. It was Wednesday. And so Tuesday night, the Lord dealt with her. I ain't know nothing about it. I say, Lord, I don't know if I don't want to call this child and ask her. So I text her. And when she got up, she called me back. And I said, what you doing today? Something like that. She said, I don't know. She said something about the dream or something she had. And I don't know how it happened. She said, Pastor, you want to go about dedicating, but taking Dad down. So I can take you down there. And I'm thinking, I said, you can't? She said, yeah, my leg is feeling much better and everything. Praise the Lord. So we went down there and we had a ball. Not only with Dad, but we went out and had lunch and it was just great. It was wonderful. We're going to do that again sometime tomorrow. So you can't ever tell what's what. You know, you can't ever tell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be looking at me. What is it? I didn't come to stay. I just come to tell y'all. It'll be Christmas pretty soon. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was thinking about, too, my auntie. I had a save auntie. She loved God with all her heart. And she lived across the railroad track. And when I would go to see her, she lived on Sunflower Lane. And you would hear her singing. It's another day's journey. And I'm so glad. And you could hear her all across the track singing. Now they have a lot what the church got. You know, they didn't know, my church didn't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. But honey, I'd put them against the end of y'all. Them people live. They live what they knew. So if you live to God what you know, it'll show up. You know, we're trying to be this or that. Live what you know in God and it will show up in your life. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord. I want you to go to Isaiah 37. Father, I just want to thank you. Ain't nobody like you. You brought me a long ways and still taking me. I really appreciate you. I really, times that you let me know whenever I get to thinking anything, you bring my thoughts right back where they're supposed to be. I really thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The church, I have said many times what the Lord told us again, the atmosphere has changed. It has. And not only that, the atmosphere that we've been in has done something more than you think it's done. It's done something to your mind. If you don't know it, it has. So you better really keep your mind upon the Lord, because whatever this is in the air. Now this, the Lord told us, give me, it's done something to people. It really has. Your only way out now is God. And that's who's ever listening. You ain't going to find it no place else. You're going to get crazy and crazier if you're crazy. If you don't go to God. Honestly, this thing is winding up, children. The goats from the lambs or whatever. This is really winding up. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to minister from the 37th chapter of Isaiah. In the third verse. This is when King Hezekiah was in really bad trouble and the enemy had come against him. Y'all pray for me. Come against me. My heart, before I get to the message. D, my heart just turned when you come in today. My heart just loved just when you came in today. And when you all came, God is moving by his spirit. And you don't never know, you know, when God leads you somewhere, it's a reason. You don't just go places. God in the business. So somebody gonna be blessed today. Yes, I see somebody gonna get blessed today because God just don't do stuff like we do. You know, no. It's all planned what God does. And he's just so great. I can see him everywhere. I don't have to I can see God when I go outside. I can see him in the trees. I can see him. I look outdoors. I can see him in the sun. I look up at the clouds. I see God. He's just so great. You know what I like my best TV program? Earth Odyssey. It tells you everything about the earth. It goes down into the sea. I say, ooh, look at God. showed me the biggest thing in the sea, this big old whale that weighs about 2,000 or whatever. I said, woo, look at God. And then I see something else. I said, woo, look at God. Y'all don't ever have to say nothing. I can look, hallelujah, hallelujah. I can look at this building and say, now ain't that something? God done showed people how to put that stuff. He even showed them how to make it. See, I go right back. I see God everywhere. Everywhere you look around is God. Hallelujah. All around the corner, around the street, under the chair, everywhere. It's God. Hallelujah. Look at this. See, y'all don't talk about, well, no, you can see God anywhere if you look. He's everywhere. He's so great, you cannot explain it. He's everywhere. And I just want to thank him for that. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get to Isaiah 37. That's all I could get. I tried to go someplace else. What? Wait a minute. Dwight. I know it was a D. We're glad to have y'all here, my sister. Praise God you came. The Lord sent you. So you're here for something. And so I'm just going to just yield the floor to the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to sing something. Derry, I forgot the tape again. I've been trying to, I was trying to get things together and, you know, just so much, you know what I'm saying? I want to get things for Dad come and get it all cleaned up and Cloroxed and whatever, you know, and, I just, went out the door. I said, I forgot it again. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love. With Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I've ever done. Oh, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing, I tell you, that I ever done. Oh, in his arms, I feel protected. And in his arms, I never feel rejected. In his arms, I feel protected. What's the X verse? I never, I love him so. I don't know. So I go, see, that's where my mind go, but falling in love with Jesus. Oh, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever stuck. Right there, ever. Done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I told some, I said, you know, you don't ever know where people been. You ought to love folk. I want to tell you something too. Love is the strongest force in this world. Hope is good. Faith is wonderful. But the most powerful feeling in this world is love. You hear me? When God so loved, he shown up so loved. He so loved you all. He so loved us. Look at here. We here. We ain't here because we perfect. You know, we're not here for anything. But at least when we come here, we ought to fall in love with Jesus. And when we come, praise the Lord, nobody got to push us to do nothing. Love pushes you to do things. Love moves. Honest to goodness, love is something else. And I have seen it. Lord, have mercy. I have seen love. I've seen people love. You know, sometime, and right now we want to pray for Brother Mark. Brother Mark Flipper. Right now. Brother Mark Flipper. Lord, I don't know what this is, but I'm praying for Brother Mark. I reach out to him. I send the word to him, God, to, Lord, to heal him or whatever he needs. I send the word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, touch him in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise you and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. His name came to me when I was sitting up here, but I said, God, I got to pray for him. Praise the Lord. You know what? When you gave me that card, Al, when I seen the card, it was like God say, I don't told you what I'm going to do with you. I said, thank you, Lord. You know, I told you. It was like he's verifying what he's going to do with me. So if y'all don't like me, I'm sorry. I'll be here a few more years. So y'all better like me because I'm going to be here. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just don't know what to say. He's just so good. Lord, let me preach this. I think this is better than what I'm saying. Isaiah 37 came to pass when King Hezekiah heard that this man Sennacherib was going to come against him, and he had armies that you wouldn't believe. He killed up everything, every king, everybody. Hallelujah. Y'all go back and read it. You know, when Isaiah starts and read back in like the 30-some chapter. What king, this king, Sennacherib's name was, that came against Hezekiah. And so it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard that the man had come against him, because he had been swiping up everybody he went and giving the gods, he thought, the credit. And I don't know whether he ever heard of Israel's God. I don't know. Praise the Lord. But he told Hezekiah, so you seen all these God, how I clean up everything. You know, was no God able to take nothing away from me? When I got ready to go and get a country, they was gone. So there's no God. So let Hezekiah to get up and tell y'all that this God that y'all think y'all serving, watch y'all now. He's God. You all came to church today. The devil's sitting there saying, oh shoot. Hallelujah. He gonna see what you're gonna do with this message. What you gonna do when the lady of God stood and the woman of God and told us what to do. He gonna see about it because, hallelujah, Jesus. We gonna either love God or we gonna be against him. We gonna be for him or against him. But it takes the love of God, sister. It takes the love of God for you to get up when you tired. It really does. Amen. Cause I know y'all be tired. I know the jobs is wearing y'all out. And I know that my kids are working. They don't, where one person's doing the job of five or six. And the enemy trying to wear your tail out. But you know, I'm telling you, there's no wearing out with God. God don't wear out and you ain't gonna wear out. Amen. So y'all do what you want to do with that. You know, I'm not saying people got to do nothing because it's God in you. Hallelujah. You know, it's no need to, but you know what, sister? God is going to bring something in this church, a love for him. We going back to the old landmarks. I'll preach that. We going to go back. We got to get back. And y'all that got a mind, God going to work on your mind today. I declare it in Jesus' name. He going to work on your mind. Hallelujah. Because it take your mind. With your man, you serve the Lord. You got to have a man to serve God. Hallelujah. You have to have a man, brother. When I take care of my husband, I have to have a man to do it. Because if I don't have a man to do it, he'll think that I don't want to do it. And now who knows what kind of shape he would be in. But I say, Lord, you're going to give me a man to do what I got to do. I don't care what I got to do. I'm going to get to the door when I got to do it. I'm going to say, God, hallelujah. Before I go in to do what I don't know what to do, I put my hand up. I say, God, here I am. Here I am. And I said, Lord, I ain't going to be tired crying and saying, oh, no, I'm going in. Hallelujah. And let him know he got a chance. Let him know this ain't as bad as he think it is. You know, you come, like I told somebody, I say, listen, when I get it, if I go, Dwayne, what's your name? You hear Sister Davis, she in the hospital. If you don't believe God, stay away. I don't want nobody to come in. I don't need that. I need somebody to go help me praise. Hell, even if I'm going over, I want you to praise me over. I want to sing me over. Praise the Lord. I don't want you coming in looking like you done ate up some lemonade foot or ate a piece of lime. I mean that. Don't come in. Praise the Lord. Please, that don't, stay. I'm just telling you now so you won't get, you know, cause I'm putting my people at the door and saying, now pastor said so. I'm gonna put my pastor said, whatever you call them folks. No. You go to the house of the Lord and you come here like you're supposed to come here like you love God. Praise the Lord. He said, enter his courts with, hallelujah, enter his courts with. He didn't tell you to come in with your head hanging down and how you, oh. And I get tired of that. Y'all don't want to hear that here. The devil done the little foot. Oh, you know, I've been really suffering. I just really, oh Lord, and you might have been, but you know, do a do on that devil. I'm getting the words too wrong. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm tired. I said, I'm just tired. I know who you are. I've been with you all my life. Ever since I was 8 years old, I was baptized when I was 8 years old. I ain't gonna say I lived all that, but all that time, God took care of me. From 8 years old to 83, he took care of me. He took care of me. And when I didn't love him, he loved me. He kept me. I'm gonna tell you something. And let the kids come when they early. Cause God will keep, I've been places where somebody would have said I went through that. But God took me through it. He took me through trials that people don't know nothing about. My kids probably know a little something. I told them, baby. But I don't tell people everything. You can't tell folks everything. But God been good to me. You hear me? God been good to me. So the thing that I wanted, I can put it in words now. The enemy tried to accuse me of the things that I would never do. And I said, well, doggone it, Lord. All my life, I wanted this. The cleanliness of it. You know, just to be a clean, sweet woman. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Things going to come and the Lord said, I'm going to give you some good years. He said, I'm going to fix this thing and I'm going to give you some good years. I said, Lord, I've been with this man 65 years. Make it like we sisters and brothers. Praise the Lord. Make it like that. And he gonna do it. Y'all watch and see. He gonna come up here and testify. Praise the Lord. He gonna tell it like it is. Cause he's that kind of person. He tell it like it is. And he would talk your earlocks down if you could stand in the way. Don't tell. But he'll tell you, I mean, he talk. Hallelujah. His brothers went out there and to see him and they say, Celeste, he doing fine. They were so happy. Cause all of them up in the 80s, you know. And I'm so blessed. So then they went home and called me back. He said, ooh, Ernest is doing so good. So now when he went, he didn't even know his name because of that clot up there. He didn't know his name. And I couldn't take it. I went in the room and I just almost lost it. And then slowly to Wednesday, he didn't know what a pen was or a watch. He didn't know nothing. Okay. And then the next day, praise the Lord, he began to heal. Hands laid on. I cursed that thing. Al went and cursed it and whatever he did. But you know, now Al, you know me. You know me now. And so I went and I cursed it. He looked at me with tears. He looked at me with tears. Amen. So the lady came in on the next day. She said, what's your name? He said, Ernest Davis. I said, where are you? He said, well, I ain't with my wife at home. He said, I ain't at home. He was saying, I may not know where I am, but I know where I ain't. He said, I'm not at home with my wife. And I'm sitting there and the lady just tickled on the desk. She said, she just started laughing and we all started laughing. Hallelujah. And he began to heal. He began to mend. And every day we went, he got better and better and better until now you go and he say, now honey, make sure you put my truck up. Just somebody drive my truck. And I said, Dad, you know, I can't back that thing up in that garage. I said, well, I'm just letting y'all know now. You, somebody gonna back that truck up in the garage because I ain't trying to back that. I said, I say, honey, everything is taken care of just like you taught me. Come on, women, y'all need to talk to me. I said, just like you taught me. I said, I'm taking care of your truck. I said, I know somebody need to drive. So guess what, Dad? I drove the truck. You did. Yeah, I said, your truck drive better than my car. It drives good. You know, the steering is good on it. It's a new truck, you know. And he said, well, okay. He said, it's going to get bad pretty soon. I said, don't you worry about it, Papa. I'm going to do what you told me, just like you taught me. Oh, that make him feel good. Just like you talk. I said, I'm going to back it back. Get somebody to back it back up in the garage like you taught me. You know what, sister? Me and you been living a good while. You ain't old as me, but we done seen some things. We seen some old sisters that lived, and we seen a lot of things. And maybe it ain't like it should, you know, it ain't not like it used to be, baby. Let me go to the next, Lord. Isaiah 37. Came to pass now when Isaiah heard about what Shemesh had done and he come up against him, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and the elders and the priests covered with sackcloth, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, thus said Hezekiah. The Hezekiah was so down. He said, Lord, this day is a day of trouble, of rebuke and of blasphemy. And this is it. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. And that got me. I said, Lord, I know you what you done said for the churches and for this time. Give us the strength to bring forth this ministry, what you want done now. He said, but what done happened, the trouble and stuff that done come, the rebuking, the blasphemy, and the difficulties. Now, trouble means difficulty. The difficulties people have had. It almost, you know, in the sacrilege that you see among the people that's now. Good Lord. Praise the Lord. Good Lord. And the blasphemy and things that you see. All that you see is stopping God from doing what he really wants to do. I'm not saying he's not doing nothing now, because God is moving. I hear some great testimonies. You know, great what he's doing. But we talking about Winsfield. I want God to move in Winsfield. All we doing in Winsfield is building houses, building structures. Girl, they building, so I'm telling you, I get lost. You can't use nothing, say, now when I get to such and such, you better know the name. Cause you can't use, what you call it, landmarks. You can't use no landmark no more. Well, dog, I thought that was set. Oh my goodness. So one of the kids came out to, you go, he said, Mama, I don't want to go to the land. No, I don't want to even see it. All the stuff they done. And moved everything and, you know, moved everything. My husband built me a 5-bedroom house by itself. Right around this corner up on the hill. And I didn't ever want to go see it. I've said this before. But one day he said, honey, I want to take you somewhere. Let's go ride. Cause we go off every day. We went out every day just by. And so he took me up there. I couldn't take it. You know, I remember my house up there, my church down here. All of that's gone. Church gone. Houses gone. Everything gone. But he said, now look at it. He said, now, honey, you see that rock road over there? He said, you go up that rock road. Now, remember, we had to go up that rock road and turn. And so we turn, it's over there. So our house be right back over somebody like that. I said, Lord, I hope his man is dead with what God is talking about. But it took him easy, and the house is right there. I said, oh, is that right? So we went across the street where it wasn't nothing but woods, nothing but houses now. He said, let me get out of here before I get lost. Girl, I'm telling you, you better stay with God. I'm telling you now, or you're going to get lost. You're going to get lost. You're going to be thinking you're in your familiar places, and you're going to be somewhere you don't know where you are. And then he said, we don't have the strength to bring forth. So the Lord had me read about Elijah. When he went through with the people, you know, they went through this test. When he told them to put up the bull, I don't know. You know what? And when I came here, it slipped out of my Bible. It's in Kings, ain't it? Somewhere. And what he said, but I want love this when he's, y'all know the story. After he put all the stuff together, praise the Lord, and you know, the Baal, they was crying out to God. You know, it'd be wonderful to come to the place where we can have a contest between this devil and God. I'm telling you, hallelujah, that's probably where we are. But I'm going to tell you this. I say this, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. If he can't answer by fire, we don't need to serve him. We need to serve the God that answers by fire. And I thought, listen. And so I seen Elijah go up on the mount to pray. Now, in the olden days when women had children, they went up in stirrups and stuff like we, you know how they do us, and put on the bed. They stooped. They stoop in a stupid position down. And Elijah got down and it came to my heart. I say, Elijah was pushing. And I'm going to tell the church now, we got to push. Because God want to come forth. Jesus want to come forth in this generation and in Westfield, Missouri. And we got to push. Now y'all, you men don't know nothing about that because y'all ain't never had push no baby out. But we women know. And that's why you see more women in the church. We know, all right now, we know what it is to push. But the Lord told me to tell y'all, it's time now to push. You got to push. You got to push. Pray, you got to push yourself. You got to push. You got to push. And that's what Elijah was doing. He told his servants, go up there. He saw he had closed the heavens because he had the power. And there was no rain in about 3 years. And people were dying. Y'all read the story? Let me see y'all here. Praise the Lord. Okay. And so it was a famine. Praise the Lord. It wasn't no rain nowhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? And I have to hear something else God told me. He said, you go tell Ahab to get ready because it's getting ready to rain. It wasn't a rain cloud. It wasn't nothing up there. Praise the Lord. Well, you go tell that devil it's getting ready to move in this earth. It's getting ready to move in Westfield because we getting ready to do some pushing. Praise the Lord. You women that had babies, you know what it is to push. So Elijah got down upon his knees and put his head between his hands. And I'm sure he put his hands here. I know he did because how else you going to do? And he started pushing. He said, Lord, you said it was going to rain. Hallelujah. And I done told Ahab to go. So I'm getting up. I'm getting ready to go too. Praise the Lord. He said, let it rain. He told God said, go up there and see that he went up there. Which see nothing. Number two, you went up there. Which see nothing. That's where we at. Nothing. But when he got up there on the seventh time, which is complete in God, he got up there and said, he said, I see a man's hand. He didn't have to see a great big storm cloud. Woo! See, y'all looking for a storm cloud. All you got to do is see a little bit of what God is doing. And then go to it. I mean, get your loins girded up. All you got to do is see a little. You ain't got to see. See, people looking for a storm cloud. They're looking for some great big something. You ain't got to see no great big something to know God is moving. Hallelujah. You know, I went to the hospital. I said, I don't see but a little. Praise the Lord, like a man's hand. But that's to be God. But hallelujah, God's going to move. God is going to move. I say, he's going to move. He told him, say, get ready. And he got up and put his cloak down in the thing. Wish I had a picture there. You know, he picked the robe up, stuck it down here, and he outran the chariot. God getting good folks to go outrun the chariot. I'm going to be in one of them, Al, going to outrun the chariot. Hey, y'all think I'm too old, but I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to outrun the chariot. I'm going to beat Ahab. Hallelujah. I'm going to beat Ahab. I'm going to tell Jezebel she's just a big bunch of lies. Praise the Lord. She's just a big bunch of lies. And you know what I'm saying? And here it is. Got me. I've read it and I preached it on it one time. Well, when he killed up all the people, those false prophets, she went back and Ahab went back and told Jezebel she was wicked. She told Elijah, said, if let the gods, do so to me if I don't, you don't be the same. And the Bible said when he saw that, and I preached a message on that, he saw, cause he knew what they did killing those prophets. And all he looked back and saw the prophets dying, and he thinking, oh my God. And he forgot about I don't know what he forgot, but he got up and run from a woman, a little bitty teeny lying woman. Don't believe what that devil telling you. You can overcome. You ain't got to run from no little skinny woman, devil. Whatever's in your life that you asking God, praise the Lord. If you don't see nothing but a little something happening that way, like sister say, just a little, you ain't got to see, you may not see the finished product, but you just see something in that land. You understand what I'm saying? Then get up and praise God. Get and thank him for what he's doing. Cause God is he's a good God. I say he's a good God. But I'm asking God for the strength. I don't know about you now. Y'all say, I'm asking God for strength. He showed me that. I said, Lord, you give me strength to push. Give me strength. I want to push. Lord, I'm going to push. And that means that to be, be instant and honestly. What is it about the fervent? The fervent. Our prayers have got to get fervent. Hallelujah. They got to get fervent. We do pray, and I pray, and you pray. I know you do. But you're going to have to get some fervent prayers going on. You're going to have to stay down there until your soul move. You're going to have to stay down there until you don't want, what if you stay down there long enough, you ain't going to want to get up. You stay in prayer long enough and things change. But when you get down there, it's hard. I'm going to get out and I'm going to pray. I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to pray a night. I'm going to pray a night with you. I ain't made it yet, but I'm going to do it. And y'all know about me. I'm there by myself. The house is quiet. I miss their presence and praise the Lord. Ain't nobody there but me and the Lord. Somebody say, I told my daughter, I have 8 daughters. And Mama, come on. I said, no, I ain't going. I'm going home. Gwen say, my oldest daughter say, don't worry about Mama, gonna be all right. Your Mama gonna be all right. Who there with you, Mama? Me and Jesus. Just me and Jesus. And and when you got me and Jesus, that's enough. If this dude can say that about a car, or no, about a lawyer, if you got somebody good and honest is all you need. Well, I got somebody with a great love, and I got somebody that took me through, and that's enough. That's all you need. You got Jesus, that's all you need. You got Jesus, that's all you need. You got him, praise the Lord. He'll move mountains. Y'all know that. Don't think everybody, cause you in a bad place, people ain't got no money. God got people that's got plenty of money. Yeah. Yeah. Got plenty of money. And ready to give it to you. If you can't stop thinking that, I don't know why people get in a pinch. And no, you don't need to ever get in a pinch where you can't do what you need to do. God owns all the money. God owns all souls. The Bible say all souls are mine. And the soul that sinned, it shall die. But Lord have mercy. God got everything you money too. He got money. Some people can't pay their bills. No, but God got money. You come to church and he'll touch somebody. He'll do whatever he can to get his blessings to you. You just hold on to it. Hallelujah. You know it's the truth. And some people we go through so much. People that's been church folks, I don't think you look bad if the sinner, he's supposed to be going through. But he more blessed than y'all are. Amen. I don't know why he is. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll leave that alone. I don't want to do that, Lord. I want you to know that it's time to push now. And that means it's time to just really get in there and give it all you know that you got. It's time to get in there. It's time to get in there. I know we tired. Sometimes you even come off of work, Lord, I'm so tired I can't pray. I'm so tired, I know you do. This is what the devil, but you know what? If you get down there and make a stab at it, get down there, just a carnal, don't know what you're saying, and then all of a sudden someone hits you, God, and it'd be the best prayer meeting you ever did have. You won't want to get up and say, hey, do that again, Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is waiting on us to push. He's waiting on us to be concerned. He's waiting on us. Praise the Lord. So I've asked the Lord today to give us a mind to push. Push mean, what do push mean to you? You men, y'all can't push nothing. Not in the natural. So what do push, whatever push mean to you, whatever this message is saying to you, do it. I think it just means try harder. Push, try harder. Where you stand? Praise the Lord. We were so excited. My class was so excited. I was excited. Praise the Lord. Put this in the message, Colvin. Put this in the message. We was all so excited. Praise the Lord. So my niece brought us some houses. We gonna make it today. We made gingerbread houses, We got in there. The stuff they gave us to put the stuff, to glue the stuff together didn't work. Now I do houses. I do cakes. I've been doing. My daughter will. We do cakes. We used to do it together, And this junk they gave us to put on to make the cake stay, make the house stay together. We had a time, but COVID, he said, shoot, I'm getting this thing to do. He said, so we went in, we tried to say COVID. He said, well, let's get it hot. We went in there, we put it in some, it ain't no hot water here. So what, don't worry about it. We got a pan. I know how to take a pan and put it on the stove, honey. Just so. I ain't thought about coming over here. I put one of them silver pans on and got that thing hot. Got it where at least come out the bag. I said, you know what, COVID? He said, we still had a good time. I said, nope, we got to get these houses right. I said, that house supposed to have, you know, you trying to stick stuff on. No, I got a little disappointed, but they so sweet. Well, Pastor, we still had a good time. I mean, we just, no. It's got to be right. So next week, I want y'all to bring in me a synopsis of what y'all have learned in Genesis. Just write it down what you've learned so far this year in Genesis. Yeah, so they liked it. That, you know, these school folks, you know. So Kobe worked with that thing. So he was doing everything he knew. I said, Kobe, let's look. We had everything to go on that house. He said, we ain't putting that house up before the church until it get like we supposed to have it. I said, so y'all bring that in next week. That'll be your homework. Bring it in next week, and we have a little time. We'll work on the house, and I will go make y'all something. I used to put them things together, and I know how to make this icing that goes in it. Got to have a certain kind of icing that sticks. And I said, I know how to put the icing in there, and Pastor will go. And I, you know, my precious one, she bought me, and I didn't even open the thing to the day. I got over here real early and opened it up. I didn't even know what was in it. But the icing that you put in, to glue it together, I call it glue, it's icing. It was terrible. It wouldn't come out the thing. We had to, I'm having that. They helped me today. I said, I'm getting aggravated now. and they just got on up and got, you know, kids are something else. These children have been a blessing to me if they don't know it. They have really been a blessing. Well, Pastor Wynn, I said, no, we going to get this right. Y'all bring that synopsis in next week of what you've learned, and we'll talk about it. But we got to get this right. You can't go up in the church. No, this got to be right. It got to be where I'm proud, you know. But Kobe said, well, I'm proud of myself. He said, I work with this house. He said, I work with this house. I said, hey. He said, I'm proud, Pastor. I'm proud. I want you to be prouder. And these kids will teach you some things. You hear me? But he said, I done my best. You know what I mean? So I said, yeah, tell me, we got to see all them little rings. You supposed to have icing in that. He said, well. So I left it. I said, we left it. I guess they're on the table, right? We left them on the table. He said, well, I don't know what he decided. I'm hoping that he decided this. We're going to really fix them good, Toby. We're going to get the right kind of icing and everything. We're going to fix them good. Praise the Lord. So I just have a good time. They're so sweet. These kids children are really something. They'll teach you something if you learn. Hallelujah. So I leave you with this. We've come to the birth. May God give us the strength to press it in. Help us to press this ministry in. Did not the Lord tell us to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come? Did he not tell us to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils? Did he tell us to do all that? He ain't changed. He not changed. Amen. So we're going to push until we do what he tell us to do. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to take some pushing. And what I'm saying is, it's going to take you praying. It's going to take going back to what you thought you had or whatever. You know, I'm doing this. I got to do the same thing. We got to get something happening in Winsfield. I ain't heard nothing in Winsfield is happening. I ain't heard him say, woo, at Brother So-and-so's church, God is doing something, and he fell, and he was, ooh-wee. It's time for something to happen here in Winsfield. Winsfield need a move of God in this town. Among the people, hello out there. We need a move in this place. We need a move. It's people that need God. They go, this supposed to be a hospital. They come to the hospital, come in sick and go out sick. God is not pleased with that. He ain't pleased with the ministers, including me, I suppose. But I'm asking God, at least he showed me this when I got to push. Harder. Yes, harder. And I got the chance to do it now. You know what I mean? Where I don't have any thought in between nobody calling me, you know, even when I get ready, you know, ready my dad's and, you know, and I, so somebody say, he'll be home tomorrow. I say, no, he won't. Not if God heard me. God hears me when I pray. Shoot. No, no, he can't come on. No, I love him, but he got to stay away for a little while. He's going to what you call it? Rehab. I said, Lord, give him a good place. And so we've been going to places ourselves and talking to the people like we do, the social workers. But God is a good God. And I'm just so grateful what lies ahead for you as a Christian. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer today? Praise the Lord. I'm gonna close it up. But if y'all need prayer, we'll pray. I hope the Lord help you in there somewhere. And y'all pray for me because, you know, I'm going through. I'm going through. Because I'm not going to let Jesus down. I'm not going to do it. No. He's taken me places, and I know why he did. You know what I'm saying? To show me the way and what to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And I just thank him for it. And do what he tell you to do and try to do what you see others do. You know, be satisfied with God use you and go further in what God is doing for you. And don't be saying, you know what I wish? No, no. Wish for God to take you further into what he's got planned for you. Praise the Lord. Come here, Celine. I want to pray for you. Your back teeth. They got little things in them?
Cavities
in them. Well, we can't pray for God to give you mercy, right? Come on, let's pray for her.